Welcome to Nourish Thy Spirit with Yasmin Barnes. Today we have two very special guests. We have...
Hi there, my name is Tony.
Hi, and this is Isaiah G.
All right, and so today we are going to have a conversation all about music. Music in Berks County, Pennsylvania. And just to hear from two independent artists new on the scene. So, Stunny, let me ask you a question. What is something about yourself that nobody knows?
So, I've been playing music since I was 5 years old, writing a lot. I'm actually what they call a multi-instrumentalist. I'm sorry, it's just kind of hard to think sometimes. But multi-instrumentalist, I play 5 different instruments. You know, I've been more an undercover artist. I never really went out like that until recently when I had a very traumatic experience. Probably get to that later on. But, yeah.
So I like that you said you are a multi-instrumentalist. Zaya, what's something about you that nobody knows?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm a big artist when it comes to music, but I'm absolutely also into drawing as well as a lot of cinematography. I've spent a lot of my life getting into that kind of art projects, you know, actually building a comic of myself currently. We'll see how that goes. But in the process, I'm very just passionate about the music and the art that I have put out there.
So you both are creatives. I like to hear that very much. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So when... You talk about the passions that you've had, some of your hobbies. You kind of answered that for us already, so I appreciate that. Now we're getting into some personal information about who you are as people and artists. What are the most important lessons that you have learned from whether it's a mistake or a failure that you've encountered?
Well, I can tell you for a generous fact here that about 2 years ago now, I was homeless for a little while. I actually had a couple friends, including Stunny here, to help me out during that time, which was really rough for me. A lot of things were going on around that time that had me focusing on really who I was and what my character was in my life. Taught me a lot about myself, and it taught me that no matter what happens in life, you got to be happy for what you're doing for yourself. Because if you're not happy, it doesn't matter if you have, you know, a mansion in front of you or just a pack of dirt. If you're not happy with your life, you're not doing something right.
Thank you for sharing that. And what about you, Stunny?
So, truthfully, in my opinion, I feel as though what really makes me who I am today all comes down to my past experiences. My dad was never really in the picture. So, being the fact that I have a stepfather who was always there for me, who always made sure that I was okay, pretty much to me, he's actually my father. And my dad, aka stepfather, he was around a lot of artists. So that kind of gave me motivation to be where I am today. Top of that, my mom, God bless her soul, she recently passed. And if it wasn't for her and her teachings, I wouldn't be who I am today and where I'm at. Because there's just a lot of things that you do in life that you got to do to help somebody else.
Thank you for sharing something so personal. It's good to be able to know who you are. So another question I would like to ask is, if you could change one thing about your past, what would it be?
Truthfully, I don't think I would change anything. Because when it comes down to it, things happen for a reason, right? There's a lot of good things that happen, but there's also a lot of bad things. But if you really think about it, the bad things happen because of something that wasn't meant to be. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion, though. You know what I mean? I wouldn't really change anything. Probably relationships. But other than
we
that,
we all have that one ex.
Exactly. I don't really want to change anything, because if it wasn't for the mistakes that I've made, I wouldn't be where I am.
Yeah, I can agree to most of that, honestly. I feel as though when it comes to a lot of my life, I wouldn't be who I was today without the pain and the grief that I've had to endure just to get to this point. A lot of things that have happened in my life, I feel as though I've really soaked it in, you know, and just felt every emotion that came with that just to get to who I am today. You know, when it came to, you know, either me being homeless or the people I've lost in my life, a while back, I lost my great-grandmother. God bless her soul. But she really did teach me through a lot of my life that, you know, if you're not doing something right with it, you have to change it. You have to keep doing what you know is good in your heart, and you can't let anybody stop you. It doesn't matter where you're living or where you're sitting, but, you know, without the people in your life that can tell you what's right or wrong, I mean, what other choices would I have made to get to this point, you know, without wanting to change anything? There's nothing I would have changed if there were, you know, it never would have had me lead to where I am today.
I like that. Thank you for that. That was some personal sharing right there. So when you think about yourself as a person, what's that one significant life event that has really just shaped you, not just as an artist, but as a man? What would it be?
I would say it was when a while back when I was living at my dad's, really young, say about like 10 or 11. My dad was really into drugs and stuff when I was a kid growing up. So a lot of the times, you know, I'd go over for the weekend and I wouldn't see him till Sunday, and he'd be crying his eyes out to me, talking about how much he loved me and cared for me. But a lot of that really did manipulate me because I didn't understand what kind of love he was giving me. I didn't understand that the love was wrong. So a lot of that ended up changing who I was. You know, I cared for people who I shouldn't have cared about. And I feel as though that him being in my life made me realize that you can't care for everyone. You can't be there for everybody. You can't be that rock you want to be for every single person that you care about. It's not going to happen, even with the people you care about the most. But yeah, he used to do a lot of drugs, and it kind of messed me up emotionally about, you know, what love really was and how you felt about it, how you would go about it. So a lot of that had to do with that. And honestly, I would say that it really did help me grow as a person.
And what about you, Stunny?
What really molded me into the person that I am today, truthfully, is the birth of my daughter. You know, I was scared at first, you know what I mean? But as time went on, I later understood what it is to be a father. You know, the fact that I didn't have one growing up, it taught me a lot of lessons the moment that she came. So my daughter was born with a very, very critical issue. She was born with something called hydrocephalus. What that is when you have fluid buildup in your brain. Now, in this occasion, usually it's something called CSF, aka cerebrospinal fluid, but in her situation, it was blood. So we were scared, and I had no idea what to do. So when it came down to it, you just got to pray. You know, they took her to a different hospital to try to treat her. And thank God, knock on wood, everything is okay now.
Well, that is a blessing. Absolutely. Again, thank you for sharing with us so many personal experiences. Stunny, how does that help your writing process? You as an artist going through what you've gone through, your daughter being born with medical issues, dealing with father figure issues. How does that change you when you're writing?
So when I write, I'm typically in a whole different world. I just put all my feelings into words and just write it on paper. You know what I mean? My most recent single, Losing Control, that was dedicated to my mom, who recently passed, and I just literally poured my heart out into paper. And honestly, I wouldn't change every word of it.
Yeah, I would say that I agree with that, honestly. It's absolutely insane how things have happened in our lives. But as far as the changes that we've made, you know, I feel like we've come a long way. Just in the last 2 years alone, you know, things have really been down. A lot of dark times have happened, but we kept our heads up, you know, we kept grinding, and we're getting to a place now on our point where I can say that I'm starting to feel a little bit more happy about who I am and the decisions that I'm making every day.
And do you think that writing and creating music has that effect on you? It's a healing or does something to your spirit, your soul?
Ever since I would say I was about like 13, 14 years old, I've been writing music. I wouldn't say it was good, but it was something that I could expel my heart out and, you know, really feel my emotions on. Nowadays, when I make music, I would say that I always go for an emotion that I feel first without writing anything. I always go for how I feel, and I really do try to break down that emotion inside of my head and see what that really means to me. After that, you know, I try to find anything online, either through my friends or through my own interactions. I'll try and find a certain sound that will sound as close to the emotion that I'm feeling as possible. And when I get that correct voice and that correct cadence towards what I'm looking for, that's when I start to pour my emotions into the song. Because honestly, it has to be the sound before the song that comes to me when I'm writing. But once I know that I've heard the right sound, I create everything in my heart that I felt, and it comes out every single time exactly how I want it. Because I keep my vision as strict and as possible as I can.
And I agree to that 100%.
That feels good. Thank you for that. So you've mentioned the birth of your daughter. You've mentioned both of you with father challenges as you were growing up. But what's the person in your life that you could say, that person changed me or made a positive impact on me, whether it be as an artist or as a man?
My stepdad. That's one person that I feel like has always motivated me and always wanted the best for me. You know what I mean? I was always wanted me to be a good man. You know what I mean? He always taught me what is the right and wrong. And truthfully, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. When I was 18, the moment I turned 18, no, I'm lying, I'm sorry, I was 21. For Christmas, I was very excited because I had a very important question to ask him, and thank God everything went as planned. I asked him to adopt me as his son, and he agreed, and you know what I mean? Since that day, I called him dad, I called him pop, you know what I mean? Go home, he's the first person I see, I say hi, I give him a hug, you know? He is the closest thing that I have to a father, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, I would say a big motivation in my life, honestly, has been my mom's. She hasn't always been there for me. You know, I've been getting kicked out the house since I was like 15 years old. But she kept me being, you know, a strong person in life. You know, through all the rough things that me and her went through, it did nothing but build me to be a better person as who I am today.
Yeah.
You know, with all the times I got kicked out. And every time getting kicked out, you know, I always look back at my parents, you know, and I always wondered why, you know, sitting out there all alone by myself in my car or, you know, on the street sleeping. I never understood why. But, you know, once you get older and you realize the moments that you had that you were lonely and you were in pain, it makes you appreciate the life around you. Honestly, you know, even to this day, me, we're still working on a better relationship. But I can still say I'm grateful for the pain that I went through with that person, because if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be as strong as I was today, and I probably wouldn't even be as dedicated to my work as I am.
And also, if I can add to that real quick, so nothing in life is going to be easy, you know what I mean? Nothing in life is going to be perfect, but there always comes a time where you got to put that to the side, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just have to, because if you don't, it's gonna hurt on the inside more than it does on the outside. So that's just my personal opinion. That's just the way that I've always lived.
Yeah, I think a lot of those dark moments I had, honestly, you know, even being through the person that you would consider as to be, you know, your caretaker, your guardian, it confused me, but it also let me know that, you know, they can still be there for you, but you have to be there for yourself first, because mm-hmm. if you're not, nobody else will.
I like that. So can you tell us, Stunny, Zaya, what is your next music project?
Well, we got a lot coming up right now. You know, we've been working on a couple singles. We're working on a little LP, actually, with each other. As far as that, you know, we got our own individual projects we're rocking out right now. We have a music video that's going to be coming out in a couple months there, so wait up for that. But, yeah, we're just keeping on grinding right now. We're trying to find our voice on a couple different genres of music. You know, we're not going to stay in just this hip-hop area. I'd like to jump more into the alternative scene, you know, see a little bit more about what I can actually bring to the musical industry. Because I've always been passionate about music, but finding your voice is something that is really important in this kind of world. You know, everybody has their own flow, but you don't want to end up sounding like the next guy or, you know, the next band. You want to have your own voice, your own flow, and you want to have people who know that. So as far as what we're doing right now, we're just working on our craft and making sure that our voice is as unique as possible.
And that's one thing that I agree on two of our tracks that we have now that are already recorded. We just gotta get everything that we need for it, copyrights and all that good stuff before we put out in the world. On two of those tracks, we felt very dedicated to it because one of the tracks that we recorded was the track that we worked on for 2 years. It wasn't perfect back in the day, but now we feel like it's a lot better than it was before, and it's ready to go, you know. But again, before we do anything with it, we got to make sure everything is good, you know, crossing T's and dotting I's. Now, again, I agree with what he said. Everybody has their own flow. Everybody has to have their own type of style, right? Me personally, when I'm writing, I write what I feel. If not, okay, I'm doing a party vibe, then, you know what I mean, we're going to have some fun with it. But typically when you want to write, you always want to make sure that you're writing something that makes sense, you know, because there's a lot of artists, I'm not going to say names or anything like that, but there's a lot of artists that I've listened to that would just say things just for the fun of it, you know what I mean? And that's not what music is. Music is a type of art, it's a type of form of emotion that people use to get things off of their mind and out into a different place, in a different world. It's more like you're hiding feelings, but in the world. You know what I mean? That's just the way that I look at it. And it's the same thing with instruments, the same thing with guitar, same thing with bass, piano, however it is. If you listen to a type of track that an instrumentalist is playing, they're literally playing their heart out. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I look at it as.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that conversation. A conversation was had. Again.